During the 2020 election, a surge of voting was completed across the country. No surprise that young voters, ages 18 and 28, also headed to the election boxes in record numbers. I'm Michael Duda for KRHS Media, and here are some of the experiences of first-time voters from Rittner High School who shared their feelings and experiences.
For my first time voting, I thought that it was going to be really simple. It'd be like easy, quick, in and out, just here you go, here's your ballot, check out everything off. But it wasn't. It was actually a lot longer than I thought. There was a lot of wait time. What I did that day was, honestly, I just woke up. I already knew who in my head, who I was thinking about voting for. If I would give any advice, I would say maybe do a little research before you go, if you don't already know. And if you don't know at all, I would say do a lot of research, because it would honestly really help, because there's more than just the president, and there's a lot more than just the president, vice president, and then like a couple other people. There's actually a lot of people, especially judges. Like, I wasn't expecting there to be so many judges. And then there was a couple props too, so I'd say look out for that.
I am Cameron Cole. Personally, I woke up at 9 a.m. to go vote with my mom and brother. No joke, I was excited to vote for the first time. I was really ready to see how it would go, but I wanted to take part in this piece of America that had never been available before. While I was in the car, I was a little nervous because I didn't know what to expect. Once we got to Overland Community Center, we waited in line for 15 minutes. My mom was looking at my mail that I got that made me a registered voter. She really looked at it. It said I registered too late and I couldn't participate in this election. After I heard that, I was kind of upset because I got excited to vote. I wanted to get my sticker and I just wanted to see how it was going to be.
What I thought before I went, I assumed everything was going to be digital, that we were going to vote on computers and stuff like that, but everything else met my expectations. The steps that I took that day was just getting in line, waiting patiently, and just speaking with the people who were there to help me register to vote, so that way I can vote for the first time. One advice that I would give out is to definitely do your research, because I didn't. So other than the presidents, I didn't really know who else I was really voting for. I didn't know what their goals were. I didn't know what they wanted to achieve. So I think researching is very important. So make sure you do that in order to vote at a good pace.
We salute all of those who spent time exercising their American rights. With so little requirement to be an American, the country is reevaluating what we think is important about our part. I'm Michael Duda for KRHS Media.